Just where was your confidence at the end of last year? They were bringing in cornerbacks off the street and playing them right away, and you kind of weren't getting on the field.
I mean, honestly, I understand the game and how it go. I wasn't productive, playing a nickel spot, and I understood that. And, you want to be on the field, you want to be out there, but you got to look at the car facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's really going on? And, I came into the league as a corner. The coaches see me suited best outside as a corner. And I would never take myself off the field, but I always be real with myself. Like, I wasn't productive. And I completely understand that it's a production league. And, that's basically it. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't argue with that. The decision was made, and, things play out the way, they did. And, at the end of the day, I'm not going to hold my head down. I'm going to keep fighting and keep working. And now I'm at this point, where I'm at now, back at corner, building that confidence back outside. I haven't been out there since I've been pretty much, with the Giants. So, I feel good, man. I feel, I like this defense. It's a corner-friendly defense. It's able for the corner to react and make plays. And, man-to-man, Spags, he's a pressure guy. So, I like that. I like the man-to-man. I like the challenge on the outside. So, I'm all for it.
What is it, just a position change that you think is going to allow you to be productive in this defense?
I mean, it takes so much of the thinking out the game. Football is 90% mental. We all know that. But at the same time, when you're able to play more freely and, play your game and be confident in what you're playing, it makes a whole lot of a difference. And that's how I feel.
Were you worried at all that you wouldn't be back here this year?
I mean, it was in the back of my mind, but at the end of the day, that's not my decision, so I couldn't sit there and dwell on it. Mm-hmm. But all I can say is I'm blessed to be here and have another opportunity with the Giants. And, I look at it, it's just a new leaf for me, understanding what I've been through and, the ups and downs of my career. So, right now I'm approaching it with, it's a fight, It's a grind every day. And just trying to make the best of my opportunities, man, and understand that, it's accountability, it's production. That's what it's about.
Do you feel like your production that you mentioned is getting back to where you want it to be?
It's building. And if I can get better at one thing every day, I'll be happy with that, a journey of 5,000 miles begin with, just one step. So, that's how I approach it, man. And every day just remind myself why I'm here, what I'm capable of, and that it's just a blessing. You got to take advantage of it.
You have a whole new coach. You have a new position coach,
right,
and a new coordinator.
Right.
How much has that helped you sort of have that new leaf?
I mean, every coach bring, their own, thing to this, to the coaching, man. Everybody got their own approach. And, I can honestly say, these guys really care about their players, and they want to push you to get the best out of you. Mm-hmm. And they coach perfection, and that's how I've been coached all my career. So, I like that, and they really, take heed to what the players, say. But at the end of the day, they pretty much want things done how they want it, want it to be done, and that's fine. And, I like it. I've been enjoying it.
There was a player a little before your time. I guess maybe you overlap, but Corey Webster, right?
Yeah.
And so he sort of had a slow start to his career, and they made a coaching change, a philosophy change, and his career took off. I don't know if you've reached out to him or if you've spoken to him about that, but do you feel like that could happen to you, that kind of?
I spoke with people about that before. I've been told that before. I haven't spoken with him directly about that situation, but, man, you never know how – where this game will take you. You never know, what it comes down to coaching and, who's going to be here and who's not. I done seen this team change so much in just the past 3 years. So, I approach it, it's a new leaf for me. And I like the coaching. I like the guys they brought in. I'm blessed to be here. And I'm going to make it work for me and for this team. And we're going to, make it make it work for the best to the best of our abilities, man. Like it's some good coaching, man. Good defense we're running out there, and I know guys are excited about it. I'm excited about it, and you know we're ready to compete.
How important is this week to you, in terms of you're going to be one of the starters? I would think with Shockey and Prince not really available.
Right.
How important is this week just going up against the other team, the other competition, and proving to them that you can be that productive player?
When guys go down, next we got to step up. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready. And I'm ready to compete, man. I don't care who – it doesn't really matter who we're going against. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting out there competing, man, enjoying, you know, your teammates and being able to get out the – you know, see a different offense, see a different, you know, players. And, I mean, it's a big opportunity, man. Like, that's how I look at it. And who wouldn't want to take advantage of this? You know, I can't sit here and say I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? At the end of this week, you know, we'll see how it goes.
But it's got to be great timing for you to be out here and get these extra
right.
reps.
Right. I mean, like I said, man, I'm in a very fortunate yeah. position. And, you know, I don't want to see any of my players, you know, teammates go down, man. But at the end of the day, you got to step up and be the next guy. Hey, step up.